When the Torah introduces the laws of Shemitah, we are told in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Bet, that Moshe is instructed to tell the Jewish people, Ki tavo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem, v'shavt ha'aretz shabbas l'Hashem. When you will enter into the land of Israel, there shall be a Sabbath, a Shabbos for the land, a Shabbat l'Hashem, a Sabbath, a day of rest for Hashem. The content of the Pasuk, communicating that there will be a concept of Shemitah, of letting the land lie fallow, that is conveyed in the initial phrase of V'shavta Haaretz. It's not clear what is being added by the final two words, that laying of the land fallow is Shabbat l'Hashem. It is a Sabbath, a day of rest for Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that Shabbat l'Hashem means L'shem Hashem, for the purpose or with the intention being dedicated towards Hashem. Just like it says Rashi, Kishem Shenemar Bi Shabbos Bereshis. It's for the sake of Hashem, just like when it comes to the actual Shabbos, what's known as Shabbos Bereshis, or earlier in Vayikra, where a reference to the Pasuk regarding Shabbos also says it's a Shabbat LaHashem, a Shabbos for God, and there also it means to be dedicated towards Hashem. The Ramban quotes this statement of Rashi. He says, I don't understand. In what way are Shabbos and Shemitah any more l'shem Hashem? Must they have more kavana, be done more for the sake of God than any other mitzvah, or certainly than any other holiday? What about these times that they're called a Shabbos? Are they l'Hashem, specifically for the sake of Hashem? Is it Yom Kippur? Is it Rosh Hashanah? Aren't the other holidays l'shem Hashem? Aren't they also supposed to be celebrated and observed for the sake of God? In answering this question, the great Mashkiach Rabbi Yochum Levavitz in his Sefer Da'as Torah says perhaps we can explain this, what Rashi really means, based on a very important comment that one of the other Rishonim, the Ravid, makes in his Sefer called Ba'alei HaNefesh. We're most familiar with the Ravid because of his comments on the Rambam. However, the Ravid has a number of his own Svarim, not just comments on the Rambam, one of which deals primarily with the laws of Nida, Taras HaMishpacha, Mikvah, and the like, is a Sefer called Ba'alei HaNefesh. And in the introduction to that Sefer, the Ravid has a very profound and important meditation and discussion about a lot of the broader philosophical issues, not only of that area of Halacha, but of Halacha and Torah in general. And there, basically, the Ravid asserts a thesis that the essential goal, ultimately, of all mitzvos, on some level, is to remind everyone that really, Hashem is the boss. In his words, Uleman yeda ha'adam, ki yesh lo borei ha-moshel alav. We can never forget that ultimately there's a creator on high, and he, in the end, is our ruler. He is the ultimate one in charge. His word ultimately is the final one. The Ravid, in his explanation after this, as a development, I should say, he goes through not every one of the 613 mitzvahs, obviously, but he discusses numerous areas or categories of halacha in which he says whatever the finer details are, but the tzad hashaveh, the common thread, the common denominator, is exactly this point. So he describes all of the various halachos that take place when it comes to a person who's a farmer who owns a field, whether it's on all the laws about how they are allowed to plant, how they are allowed to plow. Then after the land has been harvested, ba'asfu et ha'emorim, when they gather the crops, the laws relating to gifts to the poor, things that are forgotten, areas of the field like peah that has to be left over, gifts to the Kohen and the Levi, truma and meiser, also true if a person has a vineyard. Then he goes on to talk about people's clothing, they can't wear shatnez, they have to put on tzitzis. What about people who own animals, all sorts of halachas regarding that. And then he describes a person's body itself, how there are certain halachos, most notably the mitzvah of circumcision or bris milah. Then he discusses during the week, the Shabboses, during the calendar, the holidays. And then he gets to the topic of that particular book when it comes to married life and all the laws that govern not only the way a couple gets married, but what goes on in their actual married life. Says the Ravid, all of these are to tell us this idea. We should remember that Hashem is the Moshel Alav. He is our ultimate boss, if you will. In light of that Ravid, says Rav Yerucham Levavitz, now we can go back to the Pasuk in our Parsha. He says, this is what's going on. The Pasuk starts off by saying, Ki savo el aretz asher ani nosein lechem. Hashem is telling you, yes, I've given you the land as a gift. It's yours. But now that Hashem has given us as a gift, we could easily forget that He's the real owner. Usually, when you give a gift, the person who is the recipient now completely owns it, and the giver is out of the picture. You might have thought that when it comes to Hashem giving us this world. However, that's why the pasuk continues, says Rav Yeruchim, v'shaf ta'aretz shabbat l'Hashem. That's why the pasuk concludes by telling us it's not just that you have to let the land lie fallow, because maybe there's a good idea or a bad idea to let the land lie fallow. Maybe agriculturally that's a smart thing. But rather, because shabbat l'Hashem. It's a reminder that it's really l'shem Hashem, as Rashi says. It's for the sake of Hashem, not in the sense of a kavana idea, but in the sense of the overall meta theme of all of Judaism and all of these halachos is to remind us that Hashem ultimately is the owner of the land. And yes, we have a right to work the land, but we're basically like his workers, or at best renters, but we're not the owners. Hence, there's no work in the Shemitah year, and not only that, if we had worked in the sixth year, and we harvest in the seventh year, that produce does not remain exclusively ours, it is ownerless, it is hefker, and anyone can take it. All of this, says Rav Yeruchim, in light of the Ravid, is to remind us of this essential truth, that in all aspects of our life, Hashem is the boss. Interestingly, that pasuk previously in Vayikra that Rashi alludes to, that talks about Shabbos, also talks about how you can't do malacha, you have to take a day off of work, Shabbat hu l'Hashem. And Rav Yeruchim says again, it's exactly this idea, that just like Shemitah does with land, Shabbos is a day where we remind ourselves that it's not about us. 6 days a week we work, we put in our efforts as we should, but nevertheless we stop, we don't work on the seventh day, in order to remind us, says Rav Yeruchim, ki yesh lo borei hamoshel alav uleman yedah adam. We need to remember, as he had said previously, as the Ravid had said, that in the end Hashem is the boss. If we thought that we were the ultimate boss, and therefore everything was a direct result of our efforts, then who wouldn't want to work on a seventh day too? The more effort, the more work, the more result. The very fact that we stop working on the seventh day, again, is because Shabbat hu l'Hashem. Not just to commemorate that God rested, but on a much deeper level, to remind us that ultimately, our success, the things that we do, and everything that will be an outgrowth of our efforts, ultimately is because Hashem will decide. Hashem is the boss, and Hashem will hopefully bless our efforts. But by stopping working on Shabbos or on Shemitah, we remind ourselves of this essential truth.